This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Welcome inside a Black Friday edition of the D.A. Show, everybody. I'm looking for your reaction to yesterday's Turkey Day football. You had the Bills go to Dallas and get an impressive victory. What happens to Jason Garrett down the stretch? Where are the Cowboys now emotionally? You had Mitchell Trubisky looking like a real-life quarterback. That's so nice. You also have yet another lost Lion season, another lost Falcon season, and the Saints clinching their division. All of that from yesterday, plus the Egg Bowl, the crazy ending to that, which we'll talk about. As Ole Miss loses because of a 15-yard excessive celebration penalty in the waning seconds. My goodness. So all of that, I want to hear from you guys on the phones at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, and on Twitter, DA on CBS. Last night, the New Orleans Saints clinch the NFC South with a win over the Atlanta Falcons. Can we start with the Falcons recovering three straight onside kicks? I realize one was an illegal touching because of a penalty, so maybe you wipe that off the board. But then they got it again legally, and then after scoring, they got it again legally. We live in a day and age where it is next to impossible to recover an onside kick. Because of the current rules of the NFL, it is next to impossible. The Falcons got three of them. Two of them legally. In a row. All in a row. As goofy of a sequence that you'll never remember. Nobody will ever remember the night that the Atlanta Falcons recovered three straight onside kicks because they ended up losing anyway. But it happened. Against all odds. And did that Falcons offensive line get eaten for dinner on Thanksgiving by the Saints last night, didn't it? I mean, my God, they could prevent absolutely no push into the backfield. They created no protection for Matt Ryan. And by the end, Matt Ryan is running for his life. He looked like a turkey on the day before Thanksgiving. Don't cut my head off. Please don't eat me. I mean, Matt Ryan looked scared and hurried and out of sorts. Last night, the Saints do what the Saints do. And now they are going to the playoffs again and will have a home playoff game.
This was objective number one, obviously, you know, win the division. You know our mindset and the group of guys that we have in there and, you know, just kind of how we've progressed each and every year. You know, we've got bigger fish to fry.
So that's Drew Brees, of course, and for the Saints, nothing less than a Super Bowl appearance will be accepted. Nothing. Nothing will be okay besides getting to a Super Bowl. And that's for a couple of reasons. I mean, number one, just simply time.
How much longer do you have Drew Brees? How much longer do you have Drew Brees at a level where you can win a Super Bowl? You have him there right now. And while the rest of the team's very good, and while the Saints didn't seem to miss a beat with Teddy Bridgewater, they've got a great roster, a great defense, a great ground attack. They've got Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara and all these wonderful weapons. But, you know, you can't win a Super Bowl, in my estimation, with Teddy Bridgewater. I think you can get to the playoffs. You could be a tough out. But I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with Teddy Bridgewater. You obviously can with Drew Brees, even at his age right now. So, clock is ticking. How much longer do you have Brees? How much longer do you have Brees and Sean Payton? What's your window? You got to get there. And to add insult to injury, of course, the last 2 years, trying to get there with a very good team, they've been knocked out on miracle plays. Really less of a miracle last year than a blown call in the NFC title game, but knocked out by the Minneapolis Miracle 2 years ago, and then knocked out last year because of the non-call on Nickell Robey-Coleman. So two absolutely brutal losses, absolutely gut-wrenching losses in the playoffs, and now you've got another Super Bowl-caliber team again. Do I think the Saints can get to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl? I do. I absolutely do. A lot of attention on the Niners right now. But in the NFC, the New Orleans Saints are as good as anybody. They are. They are as good as anybody in the NFC. And thus, they are as good as anybody in the NFL. The NFC playoffs are going to be absolutely awesome. You have a Niners team right now at 10-1, a Saints team at 10-2, a Seahawks team at 9-2, and a Packers and Vikings team atop the division at 8-3. Those are five really good football teams, and then the NFC East winner. Can the Saints come out of that group? Can they get there? They've got a great defense. They've got a great pass rush. They have a great wide receiver. They have a great running back. They have a great quarterback. They've got a coach that's very, very good as well. Yeah, they can win it. Absolutely. But they have to be at home. And it's just always been the way. They have to be at home. Their home-road splits in the playoffs, historically under Sean Payton and Drew Brees, are dramatic. Really, really dramatic. They are 7-1, I believe. 7-1 or 6-1 at home in the playoffs. They're 6-1 at home in the playoffs. They're 1-5 on the road. Almost a mirror image. 6-1 at home, 1-5 on the road. The only road playoff game they've ever won was in Philadelphia in 2014. That was after the 2013 season. You got to go back that long, 6 years ago, and only once with these two guys at the helm over the last 15 years in New Orleans. Once in 15 years, Payton and Brees won a road playoff game. They need to be at home. And their only home loss in that time was last year when they got robbed. So think about how dramatic that swing is. At home, over 15 years, the only time they've lost in the Superdome in the playoffs was last year when they were robbed. Only once, though, they've gone on the road and won in January. They're a little bit better set up this year than ever, I would say, to be able to do it. Okay? They almost went on the road and beat the Vikings a couple of years ago before Stephon Diggs catches the pass from Case Keenum, but that game's also in a dome. And note all of the teams I mentioned, they're at the top of the NFC this year. You'd go on the road outdoors to San Francisco. You'd go on the road outdoors in Green Bay. You'd go on the road outdoors in Seattle. The Saints need to be at home. And so that's why it is so imperative right now for the Saints to stack these wins late in the season and make sure they've got at least a bye and the home playoff game. We know by winning the NFC South, they'll have a home playoff game. But if they ends up as, if they end up as a wild card, that's two road games, divisional round and NFC championship. They need the bye. And the one seed would be even more ideal. But they got to get the bye. And that's why this race between them, the Niners, and the Seahawks specifically, but also you've got the Packers, the Vikings in the rear view climbing up behind you. You got to get all of these wins. I think the Saints could get to a Super Bowl, but I think they got to play home games to do it. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. That Cowboys loss yesterday is all types of emotions. All types of emotions.
The Cowboys got their ass beat.
Because Jerry Jones knows he's going to have to fire Jason Garrett. And I think that's why you saw Jerry Jones seemingly emotional, maybe on the verge of tears, kind of teary-eyed, glassy-eyed, because Jason Garrett's been a great soldier. Not a good soldier, a great soldier, because he never pushes back. He never challenges management. He's always been a great dinner guest. He doesn't question the roster. He doesn't call out the GM. He knows where his bread is buttered. He's just a guy that is easy to push around and easy to plop out there and know, hey, we'll go 9-7. But is he the type of coach that can win you big games? Obviously not. We've got a decade of evidence that says otherwise.
I am a smart Cowboy fan. I know about football.
So Jerry knows he's got to give the hook to Jason Garrett. He knows it. Yesterday was a sad day for the Cowboys. I think maybe last Sunday was frustrating. Yesterday was sad. When they lost in Foxborough, there was anger from Jerry. Yesterday there was sadness. Last Sunday there was, we should have won this game. We could have won this game. We're the better team. They were ripe for the picket in New England. Yesterday was, I'm watching my Super Bowl dreams go up in dust because it's just a sad time. It's sad. It was sad. It was like, wow, there's no pulse here. There's no organization. There's no oomph, no juice, no urgency, no anything. I mean, really, the Cowboys looked like they had a turkey hangover yesterday. And I think that Jerry knows it's the end and knows he's going to have to fire him and knows that this season's going nowhere fast. And to just see Jason Garrett with the season flickering, standing on the sideline like you missed the bus, just gives you all types of pause. Like, that's the guy? That's going to be the guy to lead you to the promised land?
And I'm the one that okayed and put the coaches that are in that room in there. And I believe in this group, that certainly was something that causes you to have to check, because you have to reach deep to find out what you're thankful for.
Yeah, reach deep to find what you're thankful for. We're talking about being thankful on Thanksgiving after your team got embarrassed by the Bills. He's not going to fire Jason Garrett yet, and nor should he. There's four games to go. You let this thing play itself out. Going to an interim coach is not really going to help you much right now. It's not usually the way that the NFL works, where you fire a guy late in the season and then suddenly your team goes on some type of run. You keep Jason Garrett employed for the end of the season, and then you make it tidy on Black Monday if you don't make the playoffs, which at this point, who knows, because you've just got to be better than the bad Eagles. But yesterday was the obvious. Garrett's going to be gone. He will not be on the sideline in 2020. He will finish this season. But right now, there is absolutely no juice to the Cowboys. It's like they have had all of their hopes and dreams sucked out of them over the last 2 weeks. 6-6. Embarrassing for this team. With that roster, embarrassing. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Now, speaking of embarrassing, did you see how the Egg Bowl ended yesterday? Did you see how Ole Miss lost? If you didn't see it, you wouldn't believe it. We'll talk about it coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
Hey, good morning, DA. Can you beat me up? So I am a longtime listener of you guys. You're fantastic. You make my day. When I'm driving around, doing my job, you make my day.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
As long as we can make your day, it makes our day.
Come on, Damon. Wake up.
A happy Black Friday to you, everybody. If you are just getting out of some type of wrestling match at a Target, or some type of arm wrestling, mano-a-mano showdown at a Walmart, if you have a bloody lip because of your new flat-screen TV, congrats. I'm glad you won. I'm glad you won the fight. And I'm glad you're listening to us. We got a lot of people out there on the roads today doing a lot of shopping after Thanksgiving, so we appreciate you being with us on a fine Black Friday here on CBS Sports Radio. Here's the cool thing. There's so many ways you can listen to the DA show. You can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network and all of these tremendous affiliates. Also on Sirius XM, channel 206. And on your phone. You can take us with you wherever you go. Have us on in your pocket. That's the CBS Sports app. That's radio.com as an app. That's Apple Music. All of those will work for us, or you can watch us at watchda.com. And once again, our toll-free line brought to you by Geico, 855-212-4227. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. If you were locked into NFL yesterday, making small talk with the family, going back for thirds and fourths, eating a turkey wing like I was at 11 o'clock at night last night, perhaps you missed what happened to the Egg Bowl. The rivalry game between Ole Miss and Mississippi State comes down to a wacky, crazy, no way that happened ending. Mississippi State's leading by 7 late. Ole Miss is driving. With under 10 seconds to play, Ole Miss scores what appears to be a game-tying touchdown. Elijah Moore connects on the touchdown, drives into the end zone on a 2-yard pass to pull them to within 1 point. 21-14 became 21-20, now just the extra point to go. So, Ole Miss would line up, either go for two and the win in the rivalry from the 2-yard line or kick the extra point to tie it up and send it to OT. But not so fast, as Moore, upon celebrating his touchdown, is on all fours in the end zone, crawls on all fours to the back of the end zone, and lifts his leg.
You are a machine of death.
Yep, that is a young man scoring what would be a game-tying touchdown and lifting his leg like a dog at a fire hydrant. That's going to get you 15. So instead of a chip shot, extra point to tie, send to overtime with 4 seconds to play. Instead of going for the win from the 2-yard line with the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, 15 yards, let's back it up. Mississippi, Ole Miss, is now forced to try to tie this game with an extra point from about 35 yards out. And as you might imagine, that didn't end well.
This is 35-yarder. Snap is down. Kick is away. I think he missed it. He missed it. He missed it. He missed it. Wide right.
disappointed. It's not who we are. You know, we've been a disciplined team all year, and just disappointed that it happened. That's not who he is. Elijah's a good kid, and he got caught up in the moment. But I don't think anybody saw what happened. I couldn't see it from the sideline exactly what happened, but he obviously got caught up in the moment scoring.
One thing that I love is when coaches say that's not who he is. Nope, it definitely is who he is, because that was him. I mean, unless he was overtaken by some type of alien beings for a moment, unless there was some type of poltergeist situation, that's definitely who he is, because he definitely did it. It's just a terrible moment. It's a bad moment for the kid. And I appreciate his head coach coming to bat for him. That call courtesy of Mississippi State Radio Network. But it's a terrible, awful, selfish way to lose. Because you score a touchdown, you can celebrate. There's about 7,000 different ways you can celebrate. The one thing you can't do is lift your leg like a dog at a fire hydrant. That's the only thing you can't do. You can pretty much do anything else. That's the only thing you really can't do. And that's why Ole Miss loses. And even though these two teams are nationally irrelevant this year in many years, this is a rivalry that is a blood feud. In the state of Mississippi, this is everything. And to lose like that is an absolute kick in the teeth for Rebels fans. Ole Miss drops to 4-8 with the loss, 2-6 in the SEC. Mississippi State's going bowling again. That's a decade of bowling. That's a 6-6 season. And so that's the way the Bulldogs clinch a bowl bid. Because, and what more perfect rivalry that is oftentimes defined by bad behavior of the fans or the coaches than this to be the way that yesterday ends on America's Family Day? Kids, let's gather around and watch some good old-fashioned college football. Oh, no. That guy is lifting his leg. Yeah, now he's acting like a dog at a fire hydrant. Okay, kids, why don't we go back and maybe we'll watch the Peanuts special again or something? All types of perfect. All types of perfect. By the way, looks like Rutgers might end up getting a deal done with Greg Schiano anyway. A source tells the Associated Press, quote, "I think there's still a chance of getting it done." Remember on Sunday, Greg Schiano had pulled his name out of the hat and all hell broke loose around the Rutgers program about them being cheap and not wanting to go all the way and not wanting to give Schiano what he needs and not wanting to be a big-time college football program. What this is AD Pat Hobbs feeling the heat. This is Hobbs right now under the microscope, and this is everybody in that athletic department or around that athletic department calling him out. That's the media, that's the fans, that's the boosters saying, Pat Hobbs, you're a disaster. Number one, who wants the Rutgers job? Not many. What established coaches want the Rutgers job? Almost none. What guy who actually has had success at Rutgers wants that job? Only Schiano. There's only one guy that's ever had success there. That's him. So what do you do? I mean, you have to try to get him. And I think what ended up happening was you had an athletic director that didn't want to be pushed around, wanted somebody to control. He has a big ego. He doesn't want Greg Schiano to come in and steal all of his thunder. He feels like Schiano's asking for too much, and he says, you know what, screw you, I'm the boss around here, and then takes 6 days of pounding from everybody, absolutely getting killed, and suddenly he softens up and goes, I'm not used to being the enemy anymore. You know what, let's try to get it done. Which is good, because that's the only way Rutgers can be successful, is to bring back Schiano. And it might not be great. We've seen guys try to come back, and it wasn't quite like the glory days. Like Joe Gibbs 2.0, like Bobby Petrino 2.0, but it's better than their other options, I'll tell you that much. 855-212-4CBS, on Twitter, DA on CBS. Coming up, We'll talk about yesterday's NFL action, college football action, and also today's college football action as well, as Washington takes on Wazoo. And let's discuss Chris Peterson's future in Seattle as the Apple Cup will come up in a couple of hours. Also, you probably put on a few too many pounds yesterday. You'll probably put on a few too many more. We will give you some expert advice on how not to let this thing get away from you over the holidays coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
What's up, DA, buddy? Man, I love the show. I appreciate you. I'm trying to keep it 110.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Keep it at 110 every single day here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a Target Demo Friday today, so send us what you're doing as you listen to the show, where you're at, how you're listening on either Twitter, DA on CBS, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. I'll read through those coming up here later on in the show, about an hour from now. And once again, the DA Show, coming to you live in sparkling Technicolor on the simulcast. WatchDA.com, the digital simulcast. It's the future, boys and girls. You can watch us on any device, anywhere. You can watch us on your phone, on your tablet, on your PC, on your laptop, on your smart TV. Go to WatchDA.com right now. Sunday, an NFL on CBS doubleheader. There's no love lost in Pittsburgh when the Steelers and Browns try to keep their playoff hopes alive, followed by a key AFC West showdown. As Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs welcome the red-hot Oakland Raiders, it all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Today is college football day as well, even though it's a Friday. Tomorrow, full slate of action highlighted by Michigan and Ohio State. But today, we do have an Apple Cup coming up in a couple of hours, which is the annual rivalry game between Washington and Washington State. And when you look at this matchup, it's a little bit disappointing because under Washington, under Chris Peterson, it appeared that Washington would be a type of team that could compete regularly for a playoff spot. And they were in the playoff a couple of years ago, but this year they've fallen now to a 6-5 team. They're sub 500 in the Pac-12, just 3-5. Same thing with Washington State. Two teams, kind of disappointing, not really going anywhere. We'll go to a bowl, but nothing more. And for the Huskies, it seemed like Chris Peterson, now having the resources of a power program, moving from Boise State to Washington, was going to get the recruits, was going to have the infrastructure, was going to have the resources to build a winner year in, year out, and it just hasn't happened. And that's been odd to watch because he was so good with Boise State. And then started on such an incline and a climb at Washington and winning the Pac-12 and getting to a playoff. And ever since, it has just been a notch below. And it's not like he hasn't had the talent there. He's been great at developing defensive backs. This year had the big, strong NFL-caliber quarterback in Jacob Eason. And yet, it just hasn't turned into wins. And that's been a real disappointment for Washington Huskies fans. The Pac-12 needs Washington to be a really good team if USC is going to be down. Because there's only a few teams that can really build into national powerhouses. Washington, once upon a time, not too long ago, won a national championship, was in the playoff a couple of years ago. You need Oregon to be really good. You need USC to be really good. You need Washington to be really good. And right now, USC is not. And so you need the other teams to kind of fill the void, and unfortunately for the Huskies, that hasn't happened. We'll see today. This is always a kind of an entertaining game. Two teams that don't like one another. Two sides that don't like one another. They were recruited against one another, so it's a beautiful time of year for college football. There's always some wacky things that happen. Today is in Seattle for the Huskies and the Cougs. Now, yesterday, you might have overeaten. Let me correct. You definitely did overeat. You definitely ate too much. And so, we're all a little worried that it can start rolling downhill on you. You had a third serving of mashed potatoes last night. Today you're waking up and you're eating turkey for breakfast. And then you're wrapping up like lunch is a second piece of pie. And, you know, and then it's only going to get worse here. We're running around and we're shopping and we're eating fast food, or you're coming into the holidays and then you're eating a lot of desserts, a lot of desserts. So it's time to figure out some solutions here on what exactly we can do to keep it in check. All right. And one of my friends is in because he's got nutrition. He's got the health side of things pretty under control. And he's also got a pretty cool tool that can help us all, I think, stay a little healthy during the holidays. So some advice here from my good friend, Herbie Calvez, who joins us here on the show. Herbie, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you.
My pleasure. So did you, like me, overeat yesterday?
I overeat on a regular basis.
Okay.
So, yes, I did overeat yesterday. And, you know, there's always something. Right now it's Thanksgiving. A month ago it was Halloween. Before that, it was summer, drinking ice cold beers on random weeknights.
Yes.
So there's always something. So you got to figure out how to keep it in check year round. But yeah, this time of year can be particularly bad for people because it's cold outside and it's dark. So you want to stay inside. You want to just eat and drink.
Yep. Yep. And you're here, part of My X Fitness.
Mix Fitness.
Mix
Fitness. Yes. MYX. So everybody does that. But yeah, it's Mix Fitness.
Mix Fitness. And so we'll talk about that here. But let's talk about some possibilities of just ways that you can kind of stay a little healthier or watch what you eat a little bit or just stay active.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, and some of what we do in Mixed Fitness with our coaches and how they talk to the consumers and members that are using it. But really a lot of it is how you frame it in your mind, right? So, you know, my whole life I talk to people and they're like, oh, I can't go to the gym. I don't have an hour and a half to go and spend time there. And my personal approach, and we're applying this even in what we're doing, is you don't need that much time. Do something. Get moving. 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, and start to build that habit. You know, I always say you got to earn your shower. You know, if I got an early train to catch, yeah, I'll still like jump down to the living room, do like some push-ups or sit-ups, and then jump up and shower and get going. But that just gets your metabolism going, gets your brain in the right state of mind to be healthy.
I like that. Earn your shower.
Earn your shower, yeah.
Now, do you buy the 10,000 steps thing?
You know, movement can come in a lot of different ways. As a general gauge, yes. I mean, our bodies were designed to move. It's only in the last, like, I don't know, 50, 80 years that we just have everything kind of, now it's even worse. It's just delivered to your front door, right? But it's only in the last several decades that the human species here has not had to, like, go farm and make, you know, and gather and, you know, survive the way we were designed to. So I do buy into the 10,000 steps in the sense that if you have a chance to walk, walk. If you have a chance to do something, do it.
Mm-hmm. What are some good ways to just stay active, little things along the way so that, you know, over the next month or so, you kind of keep it under control?
Some tricks could be exactly what I just said. You know, if you only have 10 or 15 minutes to do whatever it is, go for a walk, even if it's a little cold outside, feels good, do it. During the winter months, and my family gives me a hard time because oftentimes the big snowstorms come when I'm away, but shovel, do a little like work and, you know, move the snow around outside and clean off your cars and, you know, get out there in the cold and do some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like it's a chore and it's a hassle. You don't want to snow blow. You don't want to shovel. Mm-hmm. You don't want to move snow around, but at the end of the day, it's not bad. It's not bad exercise.
Right. Yeah.
So what about also, you know, in terms of the steps, in terms of walking, do you encourage people if they're doing a walk to make sure they do it briskly, or can it just be at a normal pace?
Just be at a normal pace, whatever you're comfortable with. I mean, the more you do it, you know, they say 21 days makes a habit, right? The more you start doing things and the more you take that mindset of like, let me just do something, all of a sudden you'll find yourself doing a little more. You know, you'll find yourself, oh, I'm walking a little faster than I used to. Oh, I'm going up and down the stairs a little more than I used to. If you work in a building where you're on the second or third floor, take the stairs. Don't take the elevator every day. You know, it's baby steps. It's little things like that that get you moving.
Let's talk about that 21 days thing because mm-hmm. it sounds so simple.
Right.
But it's really true, isn't it? If you do something for 3 straight weeks every single day,
right,
it becomes a habit and you just end up wiring yourself differently. How does that work?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's habit forming, right? It's just, and then your body will actually crave it. You know, if you feel like you're off, it's the same thing like with coffee, you know, any of these other habits that we have.
Yeah.
I think it's your mind and your physiology will want these things. So I think in 21 days is just enough where you won't quit. You know, it's enough to get you going. You won't quit. It's like, oh, anybody can do something for 21 days.
Yeah.
And then after you're doing that, you've changed the way you think about it and the way you approach things.
Yeah. Herbie Kalvez joins us from Mix Fitness here. Also, is there a type of diet that you're looking for over the course of this next few weeks? Maybe some things to take out, maybe some things to limit, some things to stress.
You know what? I follow this 80-20 rule.
Okay.
You know, I know there's going to be probably more than 20% of my intake of calories is going to be social and something else during these next few weeks.
Right.
So when I'm alone, the choices I make, I'll try to be a little on the healthier side. So having something like a, you know, fruit or cereal or, you know, don't choose the IPA if I'm just sitting there having lunch by myself. Yeah. Maybe have a glass of water. And then, you know, then I'm like free to have those indulgences, you know, on Friday night, Thursday night, Saturday night when I'm with others, and it's more fun to do so.
Yeah. So you guys at Mix Fitness have this amazing product coming out in January, right? Yep. It's not even out with the
We just launched it a week ago. We're in pre-order now. We are jumping into the Black Friday fun, and today's Black Friday. So
yeah, so this is a stationary bike,
yeah,
but it has so many different tools and compartments and experiences. There's a computer screen on. There's a tablet that's attached to it. So there is a whole bunch of stuff there. There's also a whole different part of it, this kind of whole fitness center almost that you're selling together,
mm-hmm.
is also included with a yoga mat and weight setup, right?
Right, yep.
But let's start with the bike. The bike itself is not your normal stationary bike. I saw this bike, and it's pretty remarkable.
It's pretty amazing. So from the equipment side of things for Mix, you know, the bike is the piece of equipment you would use for cardio. But we've also partnered with Polar for heart rate monitor. StarTrek is the bike manufacturer. Guyam and Spry for the equipment and the mats and the rollers. So we don't really consider ourselves like, okay, a bike product, even though that's the piece of equipment for cardio. We talk about it as if it's a home studio. So, with the content that we have on that tablet, it's a big 22-inch tablet. It swivels around and angles down so you can do things on the floor, on the mat. We're providing a library of content with our coaches, which are phenomenal coaches. They're industry veterans. They know what they're doing. In a one-on-one environment. So folks can follow along, whether it's biking for 10, 15, 20 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes. We have all sorts of options, different types of levels, or combining it in some workouts, a lot like an Orange Theory class, where then you go on the floor, you're doing some weight training, doing some yoga, some stretching, and then maybe perhaps getting back on the bike, or you can do any of those things on their own as well. We'll provide those as options in the tablet.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, and I wanted to have you here on the show because I think it's so valuable for our listenership. I know that we have two parts of our listenership, some that are weekend warriors. They run their 5Ks, their half marathons, their Ironmans. They're totally active, and they want things to do in the home and ways to stay healthy. And this is a great tool for them, I think, because there's such a variety to how they can work out with Mix Fitness.
Yep.
And then there's those that just want to stay in shape. And they just want to lose a few pounds and stay active, but they might be intimidated by going to the gym or going to an Orange Theory class. And they have never done it before, so they don't quite know. They'd rather stay home. And I think this is really cool for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about this product with the variety of options that it has in there is that it could work for both of those in the same household. So you can have five profiles on the bike, on the tablet, I should say, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I personally have done marathons and an Ironman and relate to that consumer. I've been in the mindset where I'm not doing those things and just want a little bit of something to earn my shower. And then there's folks in my household that are not interested in a marathon or an Ironman, and they just want a little bit of something they can do. So it works for everybody in the household.
And what's cool about the tablet is that you are uploading digital content from trainers constantly. So you got the best teachers teaching you every single day.
Yeah, and our coaches are not fitness models. They are, you know, folks that have been like master trainers at Lifetime, SoulCycle, Equinox, you know, they know what they're doing. And they believe in what we're trying to do to help the majority of Americans that are not interested in some kind of competitive environment, competitive class. They just need something that's going to help them make lasting change and something that's going to stick.
So where can our listeners today, since it's Black Friday, starting to look at some shopping and some gifts, where can they check that information?
Check it out on mixfitness.com, myxfitness.com. Right now we're running a Black Friday sale, $300 off. And actually we're also providing free shipping, which is another $250 of value. So it's like a total $550 off. And get it while you can, because you know we just launched and we're out there kind of pushing the product and want people to try it.
Yeah, mixfitness.com. That's M-Y-X.
Yes.
M-Y-X-fitness.com. And like you said, it's great for those that are weekend warriors and that are working out and really want to push themselves. It's great for people that are just trying to stay healthy, keep a few pounds off, and might be intimidated by other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the stretching, the foam rolling, all the things that are in there, even if you're training for a marathon, working with somebody that's going to take you through that, that a lot of times is the biggest weakness in somebody that's an endurance athlete. So we have that.
Yeah, it's a really cool product. I got to see it up close and personal. Got to get on it a couple of weeks ago when I met you, and I think it's awesome. So that's mixfitness.com if you're trying to stay healthy around the holidays. How many slices of pie was it yesterday for you?
I had four.
Okay.
So a little thing, a half slices, but you know, it was really good.
Yeah, I had three, so I can't judge here. It was awesome to have you here in studio, man.
Yeah,
thanks
great
so much.
To be here. Thank you for having me.
You got it. When we come back, Jerry Jones is looking at Jason Garrett. Is Garrett as good as gone in Dallas? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.